Hi, this is your girl, Nashayla Moore, and today I'm going to do a topic, and it's going to be a little touchy, but guess what? This is what I do. Today's topic, I was discussing with my sister. Yes, my sister. And we were discussing how a situation came about with a person, and basically the person was in a relationship, and while they're in a relationship, they were bragging about how they had a person, and the person was doing this and the person was doing that. And we were discussing, everybody don't get treated the same in a relationship, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, everybody just don't get treated the same. And we need to accept that how a person feels about one person doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to feel the same way about another person. And it's not bad or anything. And it's not something to get bent out of shape. It's not something to go, you know, be all upset. It's just the bottom line of what it is. You know, when somebody, and it's just being real, when somebody feels a certain way, it comes out in the actions in the relationship. So if you are feeling some type of way about a person, but the last relationship, that person, you didn't feel like that, guess what? It's going to show. It's going to show. You know, it's going to come out in the actions, and it's going to come out in what you do, how you say it, the way you say it, the way you, I mean, just everything. It's just going to be the whole setup is going to be totally different. And a lot of times, you know, people think, you know, because one person was treated well, when they take the man from the other person, or, you know, they get into the relationship with the person after they was in a relationship with another person, guess what? They think, okay, I'm going to be treated like, no. And this particular subject came about, we were discussing it with another woman. The other person was thinking that maybe she was going to see the goodness or the things that the person had did with the other person. But that's not always going to be true. That person might not feel the same on the same level. You might get a taste of the person. You might get a taste of it. You might get a sample of it. But it's not necessarily true or to say that you're going to actually get the whole deal. It's okay. It's okay. We have to accept that. You know, we can't get upset when somebody don't treat you the same as the other person that lets you know how they feel about you. Actions will tell you really how a person feels about you. It really will. You just have to kind of watch how a person treats you and don't ignore the red flags. You know, you just can't ignore the red flags, because treating somebody the same from the last relationship, it's not going to always happen. It's not going to always happen. And a lot of times you don't want them to treat you the same. You might not want them to treat you the same. You know, you might want to be treated different. You might want to come, you know, you might want to be treated different. You know, you might see that they were doing things, you know, as far as wasn't really affectionate as much, or maybe not as caring. And you might come into the relationship and you might say, hey, you know, I don't want that. So it's not always, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, the same. And it's not always going to be bad. It's not going to always be good. You know, it's just the nature of the beast. Nature of the beast. But you got to stop thinking, you know, especially ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to keep it 100. Women, we tend to always think, you know, that it's going to be the same. And it's not. Sometimes we confuse good sex as a form of being treated good. Yes, a man could give you some good loving, but men are different than women. They're very different. They can have sex with a woman a million times and totally be disconnected. just totally be disconnected. They don't have their situation set up, or their hearts are not set up to love as fast. And I'm not saying all men, I'm saying the majority. You know, a lot of times, sometimes men in their life, they get sensitive and they're a little more sensitive than usual. Yeah, they have their moments. They have their, you know, their seasons where it's like that. But overall, ladies and gentlemen, men are not set up like that. So a lot of times a man could have sex with a woman and make love to a woman, whatever you want to use as far as intimacy. He can make love to a woman and it just be just that, sex. He's not looking for nothing else. He's not looking for nothing else. He's not trying to have anything more with the person. And it might just be what it is. But in her mind, because he touched her body a certain way, because he's good at what he's doing, she might feel something on a whole nother level that he's not even experiencing. And then he gets with another woman and it might just be the world has stopped. The world has stopped. He might get in the bed with another woman different from the other woman, and his world has stopped. So it's different with different individuals in different relationships. It's not going to be the same. So don't be looking at somebody else's relationship and always feel like it's going to be the same, especially if you think you're going to get the same level of gifts or monetary money or whatever, and think, oh, he gave her this. He bought her a car. He bought her a house. And think you come into the relationship, well, I'm going to get that because he did it for her. He might not feel like that no way he felt for her. He just might not feel that way. And we just got to be honest with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as much as we want to think high of ourselves, everybody don't think high of you. And this includes Nashe Lamore. So this is not just me talking about the next person. Everybody don't feel the same way, you know, or look at you the same way when you're like, well, I expect this. And it's okay to have standards. Let me slide that in there. But I want this. I want that. You know, he should do this. He should do that. She should do this. She should do that or whatever. It's not going to always work that way. That's why they always tell you, get the right fit. Because sometimes if people don't grow on you and learn to love you and learn to understand what you want in a relationship, you're basically wasting your time because a person is not going to give it to you. You might have something that they can benefit from, and it could be sex. It could be sex. It could be you're good at something. It could be you have good cooking, you know, and men, it could be that you cater to her a lot. You could be a good babysitter, whatever the case may be. You might have something that is a benefit, and that's what it is. That is just, you know, a situationship with benefits. They might not have that connect where they want to go way and beyond, you know, call of duty to do things for you, to make you happy. And, you know, that's just what it is, and people need to stop that. But back to what I was saying, the young lady was stating, she was stating that basically she was going to get everything that he had to offer. And it's not always like that. He might look at you just for sex. And if he's looking at you like that, that's not cool either. But guess what? It is what it is. He might say, okay, you know, it's just sex with me. I mean, it's just sex with her. You know, I don't want nothing with this lady. I don't want nothing with this lady. And it's hilarious to see women that, you know, go around their girlfriends and they're talking high about the guy. And the guy is not even on the same planet, not another long same, you know, place, you know, because he's like spiritually, he's not connected with her. He's only connected with her when she got her legs open. He's normally like, what is she talking about? What are you doing? It's just sex. And I know you guys have seen that before, ladies and gentlemen. Don't act like you've never seen that. Where a guy could sleep with a woman and be all into her when he's having sex with her, but the next day he turns around, he acts like he's never had sex with her. Or he doesn't even know her. He acts just like, who are you? And she's like, wait a minute. You know, because in her mind, in her heart, she has him on a pedestal. She has him placed on another level. Like I said, everybody is not going to treat you the same. They're not. So love yourself. When you love yourself, you understand who people are. And then that way you won't ignore those red flags I always tell you guys about. You won't ignore the red flags. You'll start understanding that the red flags are there to help you. And you know, you're supposed to take advantage of that. Because you don't want to sit up and ignore a red flag when you see somebody is basically not on the same page as you. You want to take those red flags and say, you know what? This person is not where I am. Maybe I need to fall back. Maybe I need to, you know, because a lot of times we don't realize it, but we sometimes need to fall back in the relationship. We need to fall back and we need to basically, you know, like take a second look. Because when you too close up on a person, you don't get a chance to see them for who they are. You're too close. You got to back up a little bit. And then when you see them, you say, wow, was I going to marry you? Wow. Did I make you my woman? Wow. Did I make you my man? I mean, you really get a chance to see the person close and up and personal. Close up and personal. I'm sorry. So it's really, you know, like I said, I don't have a problem with somebody not treating me the same. I really don't, because I feel like everybody is different, you know. But you got to understand and realize what it is. You got to understand and realize what it is. You know, love yourself. Love yourself and always understand that, you know, if you and the person break up, whether they're treating you good or whether they're treating you bad, the next person they're with, it won't be the same. Even though they try to play like it will be, or better, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I think that women especially, we just need to stop being on a high horse and basically thinking that everything is going to be, especially women that always try to take a man from somebody. Why do we do that? I mean, a lot of women, they're always in their mind thinking that, oh, you know, I could take him from her. How? Why? Why would you want to do that? He's not going to treat you the same, and vice versa. And vice versa. Fellas, if you out there trying to see a woman and she got somebody or got a husband or whatever, guess what? Because you guys play the same games as, you know, as women. And if you are out there seeing a girl and she got somebody, whether it's a husband or whatever, guess what? At the end of the day, she gonna treat you different. She might not necessarily treat you the same way. And a lot of times, sometimes a person might get with them and they'll treat you worse. They'll treat you worse, way, way worse. Not just worse, because we already established that relationships are not the same, but they'll treat you way worse. And you'll be like, wait a minute. But see, as long as you was basically doing your thing behind the person's back, maybe you was in a relationship. Well, I can't say how you were seeing them, because it's not always like that. But sometimes it is. You know, you probably was seeing them and they still had somebody. Guess what? The grass wasn't always green on the other side. The grass was not greener on the other side. So with that being said, you just got to kind of know when you're in a relationship, it's not going to be the same as the last relationship. Even if you have in your heart that the person was in love with the last person and did anything, or, you know, vice versa, whether it's a man or woman, it doesn't matter. I'm just speaking in general. You know, I'm speaking in general, you know, for everybody. Because a lot of times people, we just get caught up on the fallacy. We got to stop getting caught up on these fallacies. I'm not going to do a real long podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. But we got to get, you know, we got to kind of, how can I say it? You know, be focused. We got to stay focused, ladies and gentlemen. We can't keep getting caught up on these fallacies. I mean, really, who does that in 2021? There are so many faces. So many people are wearing so many different faces in 2021. And we're almost in 2022. You know, but the point of the matter is, how? How? You know, you cannot be caught up on a fallacy. You have to do your homework. You have to pay attention to the red flags. You have to love yourself to understand that people change. Situations change. Circumstances change. We have to understand that. We have to accept it. But don't walk around blind. Don't walk around blind. You know, when you love somebody, you care, you don't even think about it. You always just jump and do whatever it is you feel in your heart that you want to do when you really, really fall head over heels. And that is a good thing, because it also lets you learn that you cannot run around and just trust everybody when you're trying to get in a relationship. Relationships are beautiful. Situationships can be fun. All the above. But you have to protect yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. And you have to pay attention to the signs. Everybody don't get treated the same, you know, in the relationship. Just know that. Everybody do not get treated the same, you know, so don't be surprised. Now, we have a few people, very few, they get into a relationship and they broke up with the other person. And they try to keep their past person, they try to keep the spark alive. So they might do things similar, trying to remember the other person, or they really haven't gotten over the person. That's a different story. They really haven't got over that, you know, they haven't really broke ties, or I don't want to say ties, but I want to say they haven't really mentally separated themselves away from that person. So they keep things, or they do things, you know, to stay connected, like similar to what their past relationship was, or whatever. Yeah, those are exception to the rule, because basically they haven't got over their last partner. So what they do is they do things in the current relationship that's very similar, very, very similar to the previous relationship or a relationship that was very dear to them. And it's okay to do that. It really is. But again, you gotta have self-love. Whatever you do in life, you gotta have self-love. Self-love will let you know and allow you to see people for who they really are. To see them for who they really are. And I think that's a good thing as well. I'm not really trying to do a long podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you guys for following me. I just wanted to touch bases on that, because it wasn't nothing really extreme. It wasn't really long. And, you know, sometimes I'm going to do short podcasts like this. I'm not going to always do a 45-minute long podcast or a 50-minute long podcast, because sometimes if you just hit the points and get straight on in, guess what? It's over with. You know, it's over. And I just thank you guys, the ones that are basically following me, like, share, and following me. I had a marvelous birthday. My birthday was yesterday. And when I tell you, I had a wonderful time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still trying to recuperate from all the fun that I had. That's why I'm kind of slow dragging with the podcast. I normally be perky, up and about, talking about my subjects, moving around. This podcast, I'm getting straight to the point, and I'm not really like having fun, cracking jokes and everything with my people. So, you know, just kind of understand. But, you know, other than that, I had a wonderful birthday. And who all said happy birthday and send text messages, you know, all kind of stuff. I got text messages, voicemails. I got Messenger messages. I got Snapchat messages. I got messages from TikTok and Instagram. So I am very grateful for all the messages that I received for, you know, my birthday. You have to tell people that you appreciate them. You don't want them to think that you don't appreciate them. So I appreciate all the acknowledgments that everybody gave me, whatever it was they gave me. I appreciate it. I really do. And let's not try to always assume that all relationships are going to be the same, because he treat or she treat this person one way, the other person gonna get, you know, the similar treatment or whatever. She might not be feeling you like that. You know what I'm saying? She might not be feeling you like that. So I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but a lot of times, you know, we just don't feel the same about another person versus you feel different about this person. And this person, it's a whole nother story. Yes, a whole nother story. So with that being said, I just want to say again, like, share, and follow. And Shayla Moore is going to continue to bring the entertainment. I just wanted to bring a real lightweight podcast today, because I basically have not really been on in like a week or two. And I think I mentioned it on my last podcast. And I just want to go ahead and, you know, start the process again of the podcast coming every week. I think I did 2 a week. So I think I want to start the process again of doing that again and doing all the things that I want to do, investing in my brand and Shayla Moore and all the above. So with that being said, I want you guys to continue to follow me. And you guys have a wonderful day. Today is a beautiful day, and I think it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves and get the kids prepared for school, because school is coming. School is coming real quick, like around the corner. So you guys have a wonderful day. And this was a short podcast. Yes, it was. I conclude with this, and Nichelle Lamore is out.